good morning, how are you feeling today? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or maybe if you're introduced to a stranger, what would you say to a stranger in the way of greeting him?
I'd say, hello, mm-hmm. nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if somebody's leaving you after a visit, you might tell them to do what? If you want them to come back, you might say...
Enjoyed your visit. Y'all hurry back to see us. Mm-hmm.
Or come again sometime.
Come again sometime.
Okay. Well, how do you greet somebody around December 25th? You say what?
You say Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And especially on Christmas Day, when you meet somebody for the first time, you're supposed to say what to them?
Well, an expression that's used a lot is, Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. What do you say to somebody around January the 1st, you say?
Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a Happy New Year.
Yeah, okay. And you mentioned Christmas gift. Have you ever heard something similar to that said around New Year's?
No.
Haven't heard of, okay. What about if somebody has done a favor for you and you're appreciative of the favor, you might say to them, well, I'm much...
appreciated.
Or do you ever say how much?
Think I'll enjoy it or mm-hmm. what, depending on the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm much obliged to you?
This is used quite often.
Mm-hmm. You say that yourself?
Not too often.
Not too often. Okay. What about if you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something for somebody, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I'll have time.
I'm not sure that I'll have time, that would be an expression.
Or maybe, I think I'll have time, but I'm not sure.
I may have time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about your wife might have to go downtown to do some shopping. Uh-huh. And if she bought something downtown, the storekeeper would take a piece of paper and...
wrap it.
And when she got home, she'd have to...
Unwrap it,
okay. What about if a store is selling things for less... than what they paid for them. You'd say they're selling at a...
discount.
Mm-hmm. Or do people say maybe selling at a loss or something like that?
Occasionally, depend on, you know, how much marked down, or you might say selling it at a bargain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you might be looking at a nice new tractor downtown. You say, well, I sure would like to have that, but it...
costs too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on the first of the month, or when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is what?
Due.
Uh-huh. And if you belong to a club, every now and then you have to pay your...
dues.
Okay. And talking about that tractor, if you really want it, you might go to see your banker to see if you could...
Borrow
the money. Uh-huh. And talking about good workers, the fact that you can't get them, they're just not around very much anymore, you say good workers are getting mighty...
hard to find.
Or maybe...
not readily available. Or...
or scarce.
Scarce. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about talking about one of these boards that you see over the water? You go off the end of the board and you...
dive.
You dive in today. Yesterday you...
dove.
And you have plenty of times before.
Dove.
Okay. What about when you dive in the water and you land flat on your stomach? You say you did a what?
Belly buster.
Ever happened to you?
Yes.
Kind of painful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what if a little boy is playing around in the front yard, occasionally you'll see him, he'll put his head down on the ground and he'll kick his feet out then and he'll go over? You say he did a what?
Somersault.
Okay, and talking about diving in the water, after you dive in, you begin to...
swim.
Okay, you swim now. Yesterday you...
swam.
And you have...
swum.
Okay. Have you ever heard of, when you go to pay off your bill at the...